Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. I wish you a very, very happy Columbus Day. Wednesday, going to be Politics and Pints down at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Yes, it's sold out. It's been sold out. I'm wagging my finger at you now because I've told you this repeatedly. You got to buy the tickets early when they go on sale. And then everybody gets upset. Well, it's sold out. I know. I told you. So anyway, yes, it's sold out. Now, that being said, the good thing or the bad thing, depending on where you happen to be. Like, if you're in Hopewell or Prince George, this isn't going to be the best piece of news. But if you're not in Hopewell or Prince George, it's going to be a good piece of news. I would think we're going to be somewhere else the next time. We've been at the Beacon Theater three times in a row now. And the whole goal of this, at least stated initially, was that we're moving it around Central Virginia. So I would have to think, since we've done the city, we've done Henrico, we did Ashland, we've done Hopewell, Prince George now, the Tri-Cities three times. I don't know. Personally, I am pulling for Chesterfield. I really believe that Midlothian ought to be the place that we do the next one. We'll see. Gutman is already crying, whining, moaning. Why? Well, because he's a whiner and a crier and a moaner. What are you going to do? Gary Hess is doing yeoman's work, trying to put together topics. And, of course, Gutman is complaining. And now he's got backup. It's going to be interesting. That's all I got to say. Seriously, that's all I have to say. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And if you're there, well, you'll see that it's interesting. And if you're not, one of your friends is going to tell you, boy, that was kind of interesting. And you'll have to ask, did Gutman weep like a small child? The answer is probably yes. I mean, I can't guarantee that he will, but he probably will. Bill Clinton, by the way, is blaming Kamala Harris for the death of Lake and Riley. Well, not exactly in that language, but it's really what he's saying. Bill Clinton is now out campaigning for the Kamala Harris tampon Tim Walz ticket, which is really interesting. First of all, half the people have no idea who Bill Clinton is. They really don't. He looks so bad. Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't wish ill health on anyone, for the most part. But he looks bad. And I know what you're thinking, Jeff. He's lived with Hillary Clinton for 50 years. Yeah, somewhere in that area. I get it. That'll definitely put anything other than a smile in your face. I know. But, like, he doesn't look healthy. There's this one video circulating. I don't know if I put it up on social media stuff today or not. If not, I'll try and get it up. If not, you can find it yourself. But it's at some fast food joints. Some fast food joint, and Bill Clinton goes in there, and the woman behind the counter is so excited. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Thank you for coming in. I'm so excited to meet you. And she comes out from behind the counter and takes a picture and hugs him. She thought it was Joe Biden. And I don't know who had the duty to break it to her that, oh, no, that's Bill Clinton. Who? Bill Clinton. Remember, I did not have sex with that woman, that Bill Clinton. Oh. Could you get me the hand sanitizer? No, seriously, because he hugged me, and I'd kind of like to wash the ickies off, if at all possible. But Bill Clinton said, and I'm going to quote here, because I don't want to mess up anything that Bill Clinton said. Because who knows how long he's going to be saying stuff, right? Once the campaign's over, I assume he goes back into hiding under some rock somewhere. You got a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about it, a young woman who had been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. That's what Bill Clinton said. You do know who's responsible for the non-vetted immigrants in the nation, right? That's Kamala Harris. Just for the record, I thought you should know that. She and Joe Biden, who apparently looks a little bit like Bill Clinton on his worst day, said, let them all in, tear down the wall. Maybe Joe Biden thought he was just sort of channeling his inner Ronald Reagan. Tear down that wall. President Biden? Yeah. That's keeping the illegal aliens out. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Let's share some sound, shall we? I got a lot of stuff you've got to listen to. And I am, it is one of those days. You know how you have those days that are one of those days? Where you're reminded why, I don't like that. Or, I really don't like that. I'm having one of those days right about now. I think it was the Gutman email. I really do. I really do. I was having a great day up until then. Except both Heidi and Julia are under the weather. And so in addition to my normal demanding work schedule, such as it is, I am also playing sort of nurse to both Heidi and to Julia, just trying to keep them safe and happy and healthy and fed and watered and juiced and, I don't know, whatever it is I'm supposed to do. And I do think back to my mom. I think I've told this story. I've mentioned it to you. My mom was a career med-surg nurse, 40-plus years. My mom was helping people get better. I was trained as an EMT. I never really worked as an EMT, but I was trained as an EMT. And all that time, my mom said, hey, keep going. Go get your nursing degree. You'll never go hungry. You'll never have to worry about any. You can work when you want. No. I got this. I'm going to do this. And you know, then hindsight, of course, is 20/20, right? And you look in the rear of your mirror and go, yeah, I definitely should have gotten that nursing degree. No doubt about it. But anyway, so I'm kind of playing nurse to Julia and to Heidi. And Joe... Well, I guess now it's always Joe and Emily. I'm just trying to keep them healthy and keep them out of the line of fire of Julia and Heidi, who are just spewing all sorts of germs around the place. So it ain't easy, is what I'm saying. So then I'm getting through it, having a pretty good. And then I read the Gutman wine-a-thon. Well, why are you asking this question? Why don't you, then, like I said, he's got backup. Gary, why don't you ask about all the things that are wrong with conservatives? I was like, oh, God, give me a break already. It's craziness. All right, having said all of that, today is Columbus Day. It is not Indigenous Peoples Day. Cut number two.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
Is she still talking, Germ? Because I can never tell when she stops. I mean, it's just this, it's this drone, you know? What is it, like a 5 kilohertz tone? Like you're having trouble starting your car. She says nothing. She says absolutely, positively nothing, but she takes a long time.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
To say it. Are you telling me now, Madam, not ready for primetime vice president, that that the Native American people, the tribes, the nations, the groups, the collectives, the families, the people, because that's what we're talking about, right? All these people, were they all just living peacefully, side by side, communing with nature all the time, holding hands, singing whatever the early version of Kumbaya was? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because if you are, I say this with all due respect, you're full of crap. The Native American tribes, nations, the people, right? Because they always talk about people. People of the river, right? Mattapani. Fine. I mean, I've spent time, again, with the Mattapani. I'm honored by that. But these were not all simply peaceful organizations, peaceful groups. We've now rewritten this. Now, at first, the history was, well, you know, the white people came over from Europe and they took all these savages who lived here and they civilized them. Well, that was wrong. Now we have, oh, those evil people came over from Europe and they introduced violence to the peace-loving people. Well, that's also wrong. Here's what I can tell you. Ever since somebody had a bite of a flipping apple, we've had problems. Right? Because we've all been, it's been a fallen world since then, my friends. And that means within every society, there's always been the potential for depraved indifference on the part of one human being towards another human being. That's the fact. Now, if we could go back and get that lady not to pick that apple from the tree of, you know, whatever it was. I mean, there's some tree somewhere. It was like a garden, I think. But if we go back, dial that back, well, maybe you'd have a better chance. But I don't think we can, so we're stuck with what we've got. So please, let's not lie to people. Let's be honest about all of this. There were absolutely, positively, lots of people living here on the North and South American continents long before Christopher Columbus showed up. Absolutely true. Were they all peaceful people living happily with each other? No. There were some real knockdown, drag-out battles, and there was a certain amount of depraved indifference to the suffering of others, just like you see in every other society. Here's what I can tell you. We need to tell all of history. We need to acknowledge every single piece of history. That includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's no reason to get rid of Columbus Day. None whatsoever. I say we keep Columbus Day and continue to salute the accomplishments of Christopher Columbus coming over here and acknowledge what it has become. Not unburdened by what it had been. No, I'm just joking. What it's always been. It's a tribute to Italian Americans. Americans of Italian ancestry. Let's keep that. Let's feel really, really good about that. And let's also have a day where we acknowledge the contributions, the heroism, the courage, the bravery of Native American peoples. It's going to be a different day, but I think we can handle that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.